broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, it's a gorgeous, glorious morning. I mean, the sky is absolutely clear. The sun is up. It's going to be hot. You're going to wear sunscreen. But get out and play a round of golf as early as possible. And tee times, we've got some for you in the very early time of day. I hope 8:36 at Macaulay. There's an 8:52 over at Kapolei and an 8:50 at Poipu Bay. And we're giving away two rounds of golf to play at Poipu Bay today. And the ninth caller gets to win. I'll give you the number now. You can start calling if you want. The number is 545-1111. Got a great lineup for you today. Steve Eubanks is the columnist for Global Golf Post and GGP Plus. Oliver Oliquiano is the founder of the Island Pacific Golf Academy, and he is coach and of the Kamehameha Schools golf team, the intermediate golf team, U.S. Kids Golf Top 50 Kids Teacher, and he's got a PGA Junior League team that he's been leading. Diana DeLucia, the founder and editor-in-chief Golf Kitchen. Tommy Joyce, chief operating officer of Caddy Now USA. And Matt Adams, Golf Channel NBC, host of Fairways of Life. He's either live or on demand, and he's the author of a new book, his 12th book. It's called The Golf Round I'll Never Forget. The Golf Round I'll Never Forget. It's a great book. It came to me. It's absolutely fabulous. You'll want to give this to someone for the holidays. Perfect timing. We'll be talking with Matt after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Matt Adams, NBC and Golf Channel host and reporter. He's on Morning Drive this morning. Really enjoyed the show, Golf Central. He's host of Fairways of Life. It's free via the Fairways of Life app on, of course, whether it's Android or iOS. You just go to your app store. You'll find the Fairways of Life app. Matt is live weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern, around the world via the app, Fairways of life.com. You can find him there too. On demand, of course, at every major audio platform, including iHeart, TuneIn, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or where you get your podcasts. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Hey, Danielle, how have you been?
Really good. Really good. And I'm absolutely loving your book. This Matt is a multiple New York Times bestselling author. And we're talking today about Matt Adams' new book, his 12th book. It's The Golf Round I'll Never Forget, 50 of Golf's Biggest Stars Recall Their Finest Moments. And it's a beautiful, beautiful book. It's light because it's so in depth, and yet it's an easy read, if you know what I mean. So you can pick it up. Your friends are going to love this book, The Golf Round I'll Never Forget, 50 of Golf's Biggest Stars Recall Their Finest Moments. And of course, you can get it wherever you buy your books, whether Amazon, Barnes and Noble, doesn't matter. They're going to have this book. Matt, what inspired you? Why did you want to do this book?
Well, I think that, thank you, by the way, for your kind comments, Daniel. But I think that every human being's a library. And when you're around these players that have accomplished great things, and those great things obviously are measured in different ways. Some are multiple-time major champions. Some, perhaps, it's a breakthrough on tour. But all of them, it seems to me, have some pearls of wisdom that they seem to instill whenever you speak to them. And I love that about them. Whether it's the perseverance or the overcoming of adversity, Maybe it's the planning, maybe it's the work, maybe it's the lonely time and hours that we don't see. We only see the trappings of glory, of course. So it was any of those things, all of those things. And because I've been doing interviews for so long now, it was an opportunity really to kind of take them and celebrate these great accomplishments. And so, as you alluded to, we put them into 50 separate chapters. And my editor was kind of funny because I would write it up, and as soon as he would get it, he'd slice about half or two-thirds of the piece because I just wrote too much. And then they added photos and the scorecards and everything else. And so, you know, all told, it doesn't take a massive time commitment to read any one of the individual stories or however much time you want to devote to it. And you feel like you accomplish something each time because you get a complete story of something iconic in the game.
Yeah, and when I saw 50 of golf's biggest stars recall their finest moments, I've always wondered, you know, when you talk to a golfer, which was your favorite tournament? Which one gave you the most satisfaction winning? What were your thoughts? And so many, you know, golf course architects will tell you, well, I can't choose a favorite golf course. They're all my children. That's from... Robert Trent Jones Jr. said that to me. Of course, he won't choose which golf course. But it would be hard for a golfer, I imagine. And in the case of Tiger Woods, I thought it was perfect that you know, how do you choose in from the year 2000 to 2001, one of the four, the Tiger Slam, it's got to be one. One fabulous, unbelievable year.
I'm glad that you brought that up because obviously, you know, people are expecting the book, as the title would suggest, it to be about one round, and that's the only story in the book that's not actually about one round. I mean, I think if we had to boil it down for Tiger, it would probably be the 97 Masters or the 2019 Masters, and I'm not sure which end of that spectrum Tiger himself would go now. I'd be curious about that answer myself. But for me personally, I honestly don't think Tiger gets the credit that he deserves for having held all four major championship trophies at the same time. Everyone will note that people are quick to jump on and go, well, it wasn't in a calendar year. Yeah. It was across from one season to the next, as if it's that much less to have won four consecutive major championships just because of the calendar year. I realize that, you know, a calendar year Grand Slam is what it is, but winning four in a row is winning four in a row. And I honestly, again, don't think he's getting the credit he deserves for it. So in my own little way, I was able to celebrate it because I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I think when I was reading it, I got the impression, and I was surprised, that he recalled the PGA playoff with Bob May as being a very significant, maybe the most significant of the four.
Well, it's funny. If you look at the history of Tiger Woods, you know, we always wait for the Ali Frazier type of confrontation with Tiger, and it seldomly happens. It usually was the Bob Mays of the world or a brand-new, freshly-minted Sergio Garcia, if you want. We didn't often get the heavyweight bout. Now, again, if you look through his career, there's a lot of different theories that you could proposed there, one of them being that as Tiger ascended on the leaderboard, the stress of knowing that he was in pursuit tended to consume people. And I wouldn't deny that. The same thing happened with Jack Nicklaus oftentimes as well. I remember asking Brad Faxon about it one time and said, you know, what is it really like when you're competing and, you know, Tiger starts one of his runs coming at you? And Brad said to me, he said, you know, the thing you knew about Tiger was he would do whatever he had to do in order to overtake you, which I thought was an incredible way from one competitor to another to summarize the other competitor's attributes. And I think that says a lot for what the mindset was of Tiger Woods at that time as he was running down a lot of people.
Yeah, in this one chapter on Tiger Woods, it's the 2000 Pebble Beach, the 100th U.S. Open. And then on Sunday, of course, he wins by 15 shots. And Ernie Els is quoted here in your book. He's in another dimension. I don't know what we're going to do with him.
See?
Yeah, he is. And now, you know, number 82 is in the record books. And he's won, you know, leading all the way through the entire... He did not give up the lead the whole four rounds. Were you amazed?
I was. I don't think... I don't think anybody that's honest about it expected that. You know, first of all, we had the Skins game coming in, and it was, for me, my takeaway was Tiger was moving freely. He didn't look like the same human being that we had last seen, who was kind of shuffling around, and when asked about it, he would, you know, just brush it off and say, well, you know, this is the new reality, this is the new me, because my back has been operated on. This guy didn't look like that. And 9 weeks prior, his left knee, was operated on. But his play was spotty at best. It was not terribly impressive. I was actually entertained by the Skins game, nonetheless, for a whole variety of reasons. But I didn't expect anything more from Tiger. I just didn't. And then he goes into the Zozo, and as you said, he starts bogey, yes, comes out of it with 9 birdies, and he's 6 under par. I mean, I thought it was absolutely incredible. And then he just kept the run going. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times, I'm not even sure I could count how many times we've seen the sort of rebirth of Tiger Woods, whether you're talking about golf swing, whether you're talking about coming back from injury, whether you're talking about coming back from doubters, whatever the way is that you categorize it. Well, we just were treated to another one by a 43, soon to be 44-year-old Tiger Woods, and once again he's got us all believing that he's capable of great things. It's amazing.
Yeah, how many times has he won wire to wire in his career?
I don't know the answer to that. I'd have to. Do you?
No,
I can't remember.
I don't remember him doing it.
I know that no one, in terms of the three bogeys since the start of the shot link era, no one has started with three bogeys and gone on to win.
He just always amazes. Now, the question, of course, on everyone's mind, is this an indicator of his intentions for President's Cup? Is he going to pick himself?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. I think that's a foregone conclusion. My sense was, based on his pre-Skins and then pre-tournament comments to the media, was that his intention was to put himself on that team anyway. And I definitely think that part of his motivation when he was playing in the Zozo was to prove to the world that he deserves to be on that team. There really wasn't a lot of question in my mind that Tiger was saying, hey, I want to prove to the world that I deserve to be here. And boy, did he.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people said, oh, no, he's not going to pick himself. He knows better. But I couldn't imagine Tiger Woods playing the way he's not playing. The PGA Tour would want him to play. He can't just stand around. Everybody's going to want to see him play, period.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And he had said, again, that a lot of his vice captains were giving him advice on who they want to pick. And there's very little doubt in my mind that the messages he was getting were saying, Tiger, you got to play. I mean, I think everybody from the hierarchy side wanted Tiger Woods on that team. My hope was that it wouldn't be just Tiger putting himself on the team and then playing like he did at last year's Ryder Cup.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
It would have been terrible. So now we see a Tiger that's coming in again. Freedom of movement. I think it was the second round of the Zozo. He was in the right rough on the fourth hole, had a shape a shot around a tree. And when he did it, and when he held that club face open and came up with kind of a helicopter finish, all the weight went on his left leg, all the weight and twisting went on that left knee, even though the right foot came right off the ground. So at that point, it said to me, absolutely, Tiger Woods is ready to compete. If that recently operated on knee could take that kind of weight and that kind of torque, then they got this one right. I was a little worried he'd come back the next day and it would be, you know, 3 times its size and he'd be limping, but he wasn't. And obviously it didn't bother him that we're aware of enough that it impacted the way that he played, because he went on to win. So it's just spectacular, and it says a lot for all of the things that lie in store, including the President's Cup.
We're talking with Matt Adams, NBC and Golf Channel host and producer. He's on Morning Drive. He's on Golf Central. He's an equipment insider. He's host of Fairways of Life. It's free. Your app is Fairways of Life on your whatever. If you're Android or iOS, just go to your app store. You'll find it, Fairways of Life. You can listen to it on demand every major audio platform, iHeart, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Fairways of Life. He's a multiple New York Times bestselling author, and we're talking about his 12th book, The Golf Round I'll Never Forget. 50 of golf's biggest stars recall their finest moments. This morning, Matt Adams was on Golf Channel, and he was co-hosting Morning Drive. Great show this morning, Matt. And and on Fairways of Life, Matt has been the first person to interview Johnny Miller in long form format, following his retirement. So after retiring, Matt Adams got to talk with Johnny Miller, and I heard a clip from that show, and it was interesting. It was about twitch muscles getting twitchy, and the yips, mm-hmm. and Tiger getting over the yips was pretty astounding. Anybody recovering from the yips is astounding. But this morning on Morning Drive, you were talking about focal dystonia and the yips. Can you just...
Yeah, well, that's the medical name for the neurological misfiring that manifests itself as yips. In my case, I never believed that Tiger had the yips. I know he was declared to have had them by Brandel Chamblee and some other people when it came to the chipping, but Tiger himself said it was a release pattern. He was working on a new release pattern with the wedges that he needed to get used to, and that's pretty much what I saw. I never actually saw an involuntary firing. The focal dystonia, the expert of the yips, is a guy named Marius Filmalter, who is based out of Europe, and Marius is a professional golfer as well as a research scientist. And he was asked to do a research study on focal dystonia, the yips. And I remember him being on my radio show, and I said, why? Why would someone commission a study on the yips? I'm just curious who would put that money up and why they care that much about golfers. And he said, oh, no. He said it wasn't for golfers. He said it was for surgeons. And I went, oh, well, that makes sense. Because mm-hmm. you can imagine being a surgeon and getting the yips. Mm-hmm. Even more so, you can imagine being the person that's operating on it with the surgeon that has the yips. And so I asked Marius, I said, did you ever find out what the yips are? And he goes, no. He said, we could not discover what they are other than the fact that they are a neurological misfiring. What we did discover is that if you can work your way around the roadblock in your brain, and for example, if you hold the putter grip in a normal way with your, say you're right-handed, and your right palm pointing towards your desired line, the hole, if you please, he said, if you take that palm and you move it off that line, in other words, modified claw or what have you, he said, you work around the firing, that you don't get that involuntary movement. So there's a variety of different things you can do. Bottom line is you've got to take that palm off that line. And I just thought that was so fascinating. And I've had people that listened to the interview before and since this conversation today that have come up and told me it works.
There you go. No, and we've talked with many people about the yips. The studies have been extensive on what to do, and you have to alter things. You can't do the same repetitive motion because, in part, it comes from repetitive motions. Also, during that interview, it was interesting to hear him talk about putting, Johnny Miller, and then saying that Tiger may have been the greatest putter of all, maybe still is, based on the way he was putting at Zozo. Now, you also noticed that his putter was different. What did he do different to his putter?
Well, Tiger did a couple different things too. I mean, it's the same old Cameron Newport that Scotty Cameron putter that he's been using forever, but earlier in the season, in particular during the Open at Royal Port Rush, he had put some lead tape on his putter. And the reason why he had put the lead tape on the putter was just to get a little bit more inertia on the slower greens, because he has trouble getting his speed on slower greens. And what happened was when he took that lead tape off, when he was back on the super fast greens of the PGA Tour again, it actually took the red paint fill out of the dot that's in the back of his putter where Scotty Cameron took out some weight eons ago. So the putter has a very different look to it than what people are used to, because that red paint fill is gone when they line up, you know, like on a television shoot. but it is still that old armament. It just doesn't have the colorization that it used to have, and it was because of the removal of the lead tape.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, all these little things make a big difference. The book is called The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget. 50 of golf's biggest stars recall their finest moments. Morgan Pressel's in here. Nancy Lopez is in here. I mean, the list is great. Sergio Garcia is in here. Of course, the Masters victory. Greg Norman is in here. The Winner Even in Defeat is the name of that chapter. This is a wonderful book. You know, just a final thought, and there are so many thoughts that I have that I want to share with you, but just on Sergio, I so much wanted him to win this major, but when he won the Masters, 2017 Masters tournament, I thought, yes, angry Sergio shouldn't be angry anymore. It seems like, I don't know, it made him angrier. I don't understand where we've gone from the kind of angry Sergio, the volatile Sergio that we've all come to love. He wins the Masters, and then is he angry? Is it not having the form that he had? Any thoughts on that, Matt Adams?
I think with Sergio, before he won that major, we all, it's in our side of the business, right, we all used to speak about scar tissue, and we used to apply scar tissue to Sergio, saying, well, this is the scar tissue he has from all these close calls and all the rest. And what's interesting about it is that I think that Sergio's personality, first of all, is one whereby he becomes the victim, right? And that seems to happen to him relatively easily. And when you combine that with a sense of, if you please, entitlement, but at the very least, a sense of that he deserved to have fate turn his way, because oftentimes things would happen that seemed very odd and didn't seem to have anything to do with fairness. I think that now, in retrospect, we probably were pretty right about this idea of scar tissue being there. And I think there's a sense from Sergio that the world hasn't been fair to him multiple times. And in fairness, it probably hasn't been. But, you know, that's golf and that's life. And I think that from what we see time and again, in fact, I even talk about these themes in the book, the people who are so positive about their approach to golf and life are the ones that win multiple times.
There you go. The fates did me wrong. And railing against the gods. I totally get it. I love this book. You've got to read the one with Greg Norman, A Winner Even in Defeat. This is really wonderful. And this is Matt Adams just being great again, as he always is, on NBC and Golf Channel, host and reporter, Morning Drive, Golf Central, host of Fairways of Life. It's a free app. It's Fairways of Life. It's on the anyone, you know, iOS, Android. Just go to your app store and you'll find Fairways of Life. Matt is live weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern, around the world, or you can find him on any of the podcast platforms you want to go to, iHeart, TuneIn, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. There are so many. Choose your favorite one. And in particular, for your friends, this multiple New York Times bestselling author has his 12th book out, and it is The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget. 50 of golf's biggest stars recall their finest moments. Thank you so much, Matt Adams, for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, Daniel. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and we're going to discover a completely new way to play golf, because now you could get a caddy now. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're having a contest, and all you have to do is dial a number, and it's 545-1111-808 for Neighbor Islands, 545-1111, and we're giving away two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Magnificent golf course. Maybe you'd like to have a caddy, you know, and I've got this little piece of caddy wisdom. The golfer says, I think I'm going to drown myself in the lake. And the caddy says, think you can keep your head down long enough? So there's a thought for you. Keep your head down, okay? Keep your eye on the ball and make sure that you follow through, okay? When you're out playing a round of golf, it's going to be a whole lot of fun today. And today, I told you we're going to introduce you to someone who has created a new way to play golf. Because would you like to have a caddy? Would you like to have a caddy you could afford? How about this? It's Caddy Now. Caddy Now, it's kind of like, it's an app, and it's kind of like a car ride-sharing app, right? And it's fabulous. Tommy Joyce, PGA, Chief Operating Officer, Caddy Now USA. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle.
It's good to have you on the show. So I like on your website how it says golf unplugged, or rather, is it golf unlugged?
I like the humor. Yeah, we, you know, at Caddy Now, we think the best way to play golf is with a caddy, so you can enjoy the golf course to the full extent. So
exactly. And so this is the most trusted virtual caddy program, pairing golfers with caddies, protects and preserves, of course, any existing caddy program at top courses and resorts, and protects the occupation of caddying to elevate the standards of caddy services. When did you develop this?
We started the company back in 2014 and just started off as a company. It was kind of more like an Uber or a Lyft app, like you said earlier, but it was just giving everybody an opportunity to take a caddy no matter what golf course they play. They could just basically go onto the app, order a caddy, caddy shows up, gets paid through the app, just like a ride sharing app.
It's perfect. And then you tip the caddy, of course.
Yeah, there's a base pay, yes.
A base pay, and then
the tip.
And I like how you put that. So you've also got four different ways you can choose your caddy type that you want. You want to go through those?
Yeah, so we have just different types of caddies. So we have what we call a junior looper, which is our high school kids that are on the platform. And then we have loopers, which is a little step above. And then we have pro loopers, where they actually offer a little bit more game improvement. And then we have a four-caddy service where one caddy goes out with the foursome and services the golfers as they play the round.
Isn't that great? I love this. Okay, what's the price for a junior looper?
It really varies on each golf course. The golf course will actually set their rates, but it goes anywhere from $40 to $60 for a junior looper carrying one bag.
Oh, that's great. That's a good price. And that way, I mean, there's cart fees that we have over here. I don't know if that's the standard across the United States, but and to be able to walk and have somebody else carrying your bag, and maybe somebody who's got a little bit more knowledge than you, you're on the course, maybe they have a different eye than you. Have you tried this one? How the pro looper would be really something. I'd almost be like having a lesson and a caddy at the same time. Is it okay to ask questions for advice?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one of the advantages of taking the pro looper. It's a lot of game improvement that goes into it. So he can help you with reading the greens or club selection or just managing the golf course, and has some experience doing that. So
you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Florida, California, Ohio, South Carolina, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Texas. And I say that because a lot of people listen around the country. So all of, you know, just go, and the app is Caddy Now. That's the download, Caddy Now. That's the app you download. Okay, and then you can follow the steps and get connected, right?
Yes, and as a golfer, you can just see which golf courses we're in. We're in over 160 golf courses throughout the country, and right now, yeah, as you said, we're coming into Hawaii, and we've got a relationship with the Sony Open, so we'll be supplying caddies for all the pro-am events there, and so we're in a heavy recruiting process now trying to get the caddies for the Sony Open.
That's perfect, because that was my transition. Yeah, I was going to say, not in Hawaii, but you're working with the Sony Open in Hawaii, so you're creating the platform. All of the caddies, you know, you've provided your services to the Sony Open for so many years. Now what you're going to do is register with this, I imagine, the service Caddy Now, and that way the folks in the pro-ams will be able to connect with the caddy for the Sony Open. Do I have that right?
Yeah, we're actually new with the Sony Open, so this is the first year of having that relationship. They've had caddies in the past, but it's been done kind of on an independent basis. So Caddy Now, we come in, add a lot more structure, add a lot more education for the caddy, so we give a better experience for the golfers. And then we offer the platform, which is just an easy way to manage the caddies. And through that, we've got some relationships going with the area golf courses. So Coalina is going to be our first golf course coming on board November 15th. And so we'll be offering caddies for their daily play at Coalina.
Excellent. So if you want a caddy for the Sony Open in Hawaii, as you have probably in years past, a lot of people have caddied year after year after year. The way to do it this year is to go and, I'm imagining, download the Caddy app. Is that how they're going to do this?
Yeah, they can go just straight onto the Caddy Now website, and then they can register as a caddy. And then if they want to go a step further, you can go to caddynow.com/Sony Open, and it gives you a little bit more details about the Sony Open program.
Okay, say that again.
It's caddynow.com and then / and spelling out Sony Open, and that tells you a little bit more details.
Excellent. And it's CADDIENOW, spelled right out.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
so for places like Ko'olina and other golf courses in Hawaii, tell us the benefit of having this program.
Well, we're partnering with the First Tee of Hawaii and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. So we're working closely with them. So we've got some benefits for their members. And so we're offering opportunities for their participants or graduates to kind of get into the golf course business and be able to go out there and watch golf, earn some money. It's a great side gig. So, you know, the other benefits far as a caddy, it's just a great side gig. This is a job where you don't have to do it full time. You can work when you want to work by using the platform. You get you some golf, you can get to be exposed to golf, work in the golf courses. So it's a lot of great benefits there.
And the courses have three different options, Concierge, True IC, and Premier. Can you describe the three and what they're benefits are?
Yeah, so most of the golf courses here are just going to be on that the concierge program, which means that they will be booking the caddy for the golfer. So when you make a tee time, the assistant pro or the golf pro will be asking, would you like a caddy with your round? And then they use our concierge system to do that. So the golfers wouldn't actually be needing to use the app to secure their caddy. So that's their platform. It is an independent contractor. All our caddies on Hawaii will be independent contractors, so you're basically owning your own business.
Excellent. Yeah, you pick the days you work, and when you work, you make some good connections meeting people. You might even be able to play free on some courses. It depends on the relationship that you would have there. Because I just was reading that on your website, and I thought, that would be cool to also have privileges on the course to play when you want to play yourself.
Yeah, and part of the Sony Open, we're actually paying the caddies a variety of different ways. So they can actually just get a regular payment, which is around $100 for one round of golf. So they can caddy in the Sony Open, get paid $100. Or they have other options. They can actually donate that money to the first tee or the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And then the fourth option is they can actually receive a player's card. And the player's card gives them discounts at all the courses in Hawaii. That's a great program that's being offered.
Right. That's for Hawaii residents through the First Tee program. Thank you, Tommy Joyce, PGA Chief Operating Officer of Caddy Now USA, for being on the show. I hope we'll talk again so we can continue to get the word out.
I appreciate your time, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to check in. Back from Bermuda, it is Diana DeLucia. The woman's a globetrotter. Next, it's Puerto Rico. Then it's Australia for the President's Cup. We're going to talk with Diana after we tell you who won the two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. The person is Bart from Haleiwa. Congratulations, Bart, and thank you so much for listening to The Golf Club. We'll be back with Diana DeLucia after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We are located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher, Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, and the most spectacular coffee table books. Golf Kitchen was her first, her first was the wonderful book that was an award-winning book, as far as I was concerned, Golf Club World, Behind the Gates, getting into the clubs, and then she discovered the beauty of the chefs and the kitchens, and as a award-winning food photographer, she probably wanted to find out more about what these guys were doing and was really amazed and wanted to feature the work that the chefs do inside the private golf courses. They don't get the recognition they deserve. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle.
Beautiful magazine that you've got out. Anthony Dole at Royal Melbourne with his hands on the President's Cup trophy. When do you go to Australia?
Well, we're planning to be there around, just before the 15th, when I think the President's Cup begins about the 15th. So I'm excited about that and seeing my family as well.
You're going to be there.
In a while.
Gosh.
Yes.
Yes. That's going to be fantastic. And the Royal Melbourne is such a spectacular golf course. I think it's a little bit earlier in the month of December. So just want to make sure you're there, because we were going to chat while you're at the President's Cup. Of course, that means you have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning or so.
I know. I recall, for some reason, I was thinking it was on the 15th. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's the second.
Yeah. Well, I will have the date for you. The Royal Melbourne Club created this incredible sandwich. The magazine that you need to go is on tablet right now. So how do we get to see your magazine on tablet form?
Oh, you can go to the golfkitchen.com homepage and you'll just scroll down and the flipbook is on the homepage, and it looks fantastic. I love it.
And I do too. It's beautiful. And I want you to subscribe, though, to her magazine, because to hold it is a whole different feeling. These are collectible, the paper, the stock, and the gloss. She does such a beautiful job. Diana is amazing. And that's the way she treats her books. Now, Golf Kitchen Americas is the next book coming out, and you're just back from Bermuda, and you've got a new golf kitchen to feature in Golf Kitchen Americas, and it has a nice ring to it. I like the name of this golf course, or golf club, I should say. What is the name of it, Diana?
It would be Rosewood at Tucker's Point,
yes,
in Bermuda, and it's Chef Jerry Adams that will be featuring, and some of the recipes are just gorgeous, stunning photography, beautiful presentation. I'm really looking forward to that. I've loved Bermuda. It's stunning property. I also am doing some stories over there at the Fairmont in Southampton at Turtle Hill with executive chef Harris Sakalis. He's actually, I think, the first Greek chef we've had covered in the magazine since I began, and I'm so, enthralled by his recipes. He's an incredible chef and very passionate, and has a great background that you'll see in the next issue of the magazine.
Yes.
And then I strolled over to Mid-Ocean Club while I was at the Rosewood Tucker's Point, and I was really glad to be introduced to the whole team there. And I'm going back to interview Chef Enworth Davis, He has an absolutely fabulous background, and the members there are very lucky to have him. He's incredible, and I'm looking forward to working with him. But I had only met him at the last minute, so I'm looking forward to going back.
Come back to Bermuda. The PGA Tour's first tournament in Bermuda ever, the inaugural Bermuda Championship at Port Royal Golf Club, is underway. The island must be just percolating with excitement about having all of this happening.
I was enthralled with the entire island. Everything about Bermuda is absolutely stunning. The responsibility with the environment, the desalination of the water, the whole community. There's no junk food there. It's all seafood, and great product is grown there, and they source the best ingredients. It's absolutely amazing place, and I recommend everybody at least once in your life take the very short 1.31 minutes it was from JFK, and I cannot believe the weather difference in that short amount of time.
Tell us the difference. You were, when you left New York and then arrived in Bermuda, what was it like in New York?
Probably 50s, and then over in Bermuda it's 80s, high 70s.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous beaches, beautiful water. I was totally blown away by the island, the people, the hospitality, everything. The food was fantastic. It was just, in general, a really wonderful place to go, and I would really recommend you know, a visit. That's a bucket list destination.
This is Diana DeLucia. She is the founder and CEO and editor of Golf Kitchen. She's finishing her latest Golf Kitchen coffee table collectible, adding two more exquisite clubs. We've just been talking about one of them. I like the Rosewood at Tucker's Point because, of course, of the name. Technically, Bermuda is in North America. I love your explanation. How can you say it's in North America?
Well, actually, we had a big discussion about this on LinkedIn, and there was kind of a discrepancy whether Bermuda was actually, in fact, a part of the Americas and North America. And it turns out that it is actually a British colony, a British territory, mm-hmm. but it is, in fact, connected by a tectonic plate to Northern America. So.
Hey, I'm going for it. That works for me. Just to have Bermuda, the water there is, you can see from the ship all the way down to the bay. It's an amazing place. You also are, I mean, this is how Diana rolls, you know, from what I call her the Globetrotter. Diana is just back from Liberty National Golf Club with Chef Sean Lewis. He'll be on the cover of the March to August issue.
Yeah, Sean will be on the cover of the March issue in 2020. I was really excited to be working with them from the get-go, and I was very fortunate to spend a few days at the property. Sean is a fantastic photographer. I have to say that. If you go to the Golf Kitchen homepage right now at golfkitchen.com and have a look at his cocktail photo on the homepage. He's absolutely a fantastic photographer as well as a chef, and as being the assistant general manager as well.
And apparently, tell us about the mixology program that you experienced when you were at the Northern Trust.
He started a program called Chef and Chic, and it's spelled Chef and chic.com, that's his website that he's started, and if you should follow him on Instagram, he's actually bringing the skills of an executive chef into the cocktail program. He's just very, very good at it. He will create things that you would do, whether it's molecular cooking or things like that of that nature, and sous vide and things like that, and then he will create it and put it into a cocktail recipe. And his display and presentation just on that realm is just absolutely amazing. And then he put together a whole team, and they created cocktails for the guests at the Northern Trust, and I think everyone was pretty blown away at that. It was something new and exciting in the industry. He's fantastic. He's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So after Northern Trust, Diana came back to Bermuda. Fabulous photos, of course. I really think those photographs that you took, was it with your camera or your phone that you took those photos?
Which ones were they?
Just the scenery from where you were staying.
Oh, when I was there?
Yes.
Most of those I was just taking with my new iPhone 11.
That's a really good camera. So you were in the three kitchens: Rosewood, Tucker's Point, Mid Ocean, and the Fairmont. So we're looking forward to the next culinary extravaganza, kind of like Punta Mita. That is in the magazine that's coming out to people now, right? The different pictures and photographs that were taken during Punta Mita.
Yeah, we have a big wrap-up story on the Golf Kitchen Punta Mita event by Bill Nestor. He's written that story. The photography's great. The article's great. And then we're working on our next edition, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned. She's not giving us any hints. And, of course, in those Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards that will be coming up as well. So we're looking forward to getting our magazine. If you haven't gotten yours, an individual subscriber, they're coming shortly. I know some people love getting yours because, see, in her magazines, and will you have them in your books, too, the recipes that are in the magazines? Do they get into the book?
There are several recipes, obviously, in the magazine, but we try to have different recipes say the club is in both, we try to have different recipes. We don't want to repeat them, but sometimes we have done that.
Okay.
I prefer original ones. But, you know, the book, obviously, it's such a huge production. It's almost 600 pages. We still have about four clubs to go. So we've had a little bit of production hiccups too, where we've had to replace some chefs, and there's some other pretty sad news that I can't really talk about right now.
Okay.
With the project. So there's been a little bit of delay in production, but once it's finished, it's going to be spectacular and even more beautiful than the first project. So I'm really excited about that. But it is a labor of love from all of us, and once it's unveiled, there won't be any questions.
No questions. There never are for me. So you're heading to Puerto Rico next. You're going to be with Jose Carle. You're working on a project on with him.
Yes, we finally got a good streak of weather. We kind of had to wait for a weather break, and it's now, and we have to fly out tomorrow and start working on that project with Jose Carle. And we're both very excited to announce that. And I'm sure when we get back from Puerto Rico, I'll have some more news to tell you.
I'm looking forward to it. Have you figured out what you're going to wear on your 3 days of being on the boat fishing?
Well, I've been told I need to cover up fully so I don't get burned with my, you know, precious Australian skin. And I do not want to get sunburned, and nor do I want to get seasick, so...
Yes.
I'll be taking that medication as well. So I don't even know if I get seasick, to be honest.
You won't. You're going to have a fabulous time. I know he's going to take care of you, and you're going to eat fresh fish. And the way Jose Carle is, it's going to be fabulous because that's his specialty. When I first talked to him, he talked to me about going out that day, catching, literally, he was catching the fish, bringing it back to the club he was at, and then going to the garden that was outside the door and collecting the vegetables and then making dinner for the members of the club. That is truly, fresh food, farm to table. Immediacy amazing. If you go to golfkitchen.com, you'll hear and see all about Golf Kitchen, what we're talking about. Are any of your first books available at golfkitchen.com still?
Yes, we have a limited supply left, so if you would like a copy for Christmas, now's the time to order. We are gearing up for the next one. It's on pre-order, but it is a little delayed, as I said, and we still have four properties to cover. So we'll be working on that. Well, we are working on that all the time. It's an extensive project, as you know.
Yes, it is. And if you'd like to get a subscription to the magazine Golf Kitchen, that's the place to go, golfkitchen.com. Diana DeLucia, always a pleasure. Have a great time in Puerto Rico. I can't wait to hear how your 3 days on the ocean fishing was all about. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24-7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
You know, when Ted Bishop was president of the PGA of America, he created something called the PGA Junior League. And it was like having kids play Little League, only they're playing golf. And it's been an amazing success. In fact, this Sunday, ESPN2 is airing a two-hour highlight show of the PGA Junior League Championship. It'll be at 10 o'clock Hawaii time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. And in 2020, ESPN is broadcasting the 2020 PGA Junior League Championship live for the first time from Greyhawk Golf Club. So it's been at Greyhawk, but this is the first time they're going to have the Junior League Championship broadcast on October 8th through the 11th. PGA Junior League Championship's been held at Greyhawk since 2016. It'll remain there until 2020, and it has totally embraced the event like so many kids have and so many golf courses have. And one of those people who is a guiding force for several teams, two teams, is Oliver Oliquiano, president and CEO. He's created Island Pacific Golf Academy. He's at Kapolei. He's a top 50 U.S. Kids Golf teacher, U.S. Kids Golf certified instructor, of course. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. It's always a pleasure, and always exciting to be on your show.
Thank you. So we had a couple teams going. You have two teams. You have a scramble team and the regular team. Tell us how the PGA Junior League works.
Yeah, we have about 40 to 50 kids that join our league, and from that, we have about four teams that actually we put together. And they're comprised of two different courses, one's at Kapolei and one's at Kauakalei, and they match up against each other to determine who's going to be the all-star of that league. And we get 10 kids that form the all-star team, and we compete against the other all-star teams throughout Oahu. And this is our third year of being the all-star champions. But there are a lot of great competition out there between the Oahu public, the Oahu private. And even this year, we had the pleasure of having Maui come out and compete against us. So, but we prevailed as the Aloha Section champions again, and had the opportunity to fly out to Boulder Creek, Nevada, with our team and competed against Northern Cal, Southern Cal, and Arizona.
Fantastic.
So, fun event. Yeah, fantastic event.
It is. It's a lot of fun for kids. They get to wear a uniform. It's and they're playing together. It's great. So do you take, how many teams did you take with you to the playoff?
Oh, just one team. It's just one team. The 10 kids, 10 of the best kids on the team, and we have a local competition here. The regional competition is here. Or the lower sectional competition here, the regional competition is out at, this time it was in Boulder Creek, Nevada.
There you go, yes.
The past few years they were in San Diego. But yes. Every time we go up there with the families, it's a wonderful experience, not just for the kids, but for the families just to go out there and watch some of the best kids out there play their hearts out.
Yeah,
and every time we go, I'm amazed at the talent that's out there. I mean, we bring forth probably one of the best kids out here as we could from Hawaii, but when you go out there and you watch Southern Cal team and the Northern Cal team and Arizona, they're just playing to go to the next level, which is the national competition.
Yeah, Team Georgia is the 2019 PGA Junior League National Champion, and Team Texas is the 2019 PGA Junior League runner-up. So that was an amazing, as I said earlier, ESPN is going to broadcast the 2020 PGA Junior League Championship live, and that's how far it's come since Ted Bishop started the program. How does a kid get involved with your Junior League?
Well, my Junior League trusts around May, so my registration starts opening up around February. So you would just register for either the Kapolei or Hoakalei team and just come out and play. You don't have to have a whole lot of experience. In fact, I encourage kids to come out that have little to no experience just to be part of a team. And I'll put you in, you know, group of three, and match you up against other players of the same caliber. And you just try to earn flags and just have fun out there. And it's nice as you're with your folks, your family's out there watching you, and everyone's cheering each other on. And it becomes a really fun thing, like you're watching a baseball league game.
Yeah.
But that's how it is.
That's how it was. That was the whole intention. Do you ever have kids going, shush, mom, go away. It's time for you to leave, mom and dad. I want to be.
Some of the older ones, yeah. But for the most part, I think everyone enjoys just being there.
Yeah.
Creating the camaraderie and then having the support of the parents, I think that's essential to developing your game.
Absolutely.
You know, I know that when I was a kid, I remember being dropped off at a golf course and my mom would say, I'll see you in a couple hours, because he was not allowed to be on the course. But now we've got these events like the PGA Junior League where you can actually come out and watch your kids play. So you get to see them hit great shots, and you can see them struggle through bad shots. So it's not where you don't get to see what they're doing or how they're developing. And so a lot of times in my programs, I try to keep my parents engaged in their learning, because I think that's vitally important for the development.
Yeah, that's nice. And by the way, if you don't live in that part of Oahu, there are junior leagues at many different golf courses. In fact, you should just call the course near you and say, do you have a PGA Junior League? Can I get a part of it? I know over at, for instance, Mid-Pacific Country Club has a junior league. And I'm not sure, there are several. So if there's one near you, that would be so cool. The kids really enjoy, of course, playing. And then it becomes cool. Playing golf is a solo sometimes seems so not fun because you're just by yourself and you want to play with kids. So this is a great way to play with kids, and it's a lot of fun. Another thing that you do, Oliver Olegrano, president and CEO of U.S. Kids Golf, of the Island Pacific Golf Academy. He's U.S. Kids Golf certified and a top 50 U.S. Kids Golf teacher. You have the World Championship coming up, that cup at Pinehurst that U.S. Kids has you to strive to get to. It's like you're getting the kids on a local level, developing them and getting that mainland exposure through many of your programs. And this is the U.S. Kids Golf Tour, Hawaii Tour, the 2020 Winter Tour, starting tomorrow.
Yes, I guess tomorrow is our first event. It's at Hawaii Crane. I am the director for U.S. Kids Golf and have been for the last 7 years, I believe, here in Hawaii. And my goal is to get kids to go to Pinehurst. So if anyone's ever seen that movie, The Short Game, it aired on Netflix, and I believe it's still on. We've had some kids that have gone to Pinehurst and have achieved great feats out there. I mean, have won tournaments. We had one girl, a local girl here from Hawaii, who won it at Pinehurst at her age division. Her name was Honoring Nobuta, now Nobuta Ferry. But she went out there and she won and took it to a whole new level. In fact, they decided that Pinehurst was their home. They moved from Hawaii to go out there, and now she's making a name for herself out in that area. But it all starts at your local tour level. So There's a local tour here on Oahu. We have I have another director that's putting together a local tour on the Big Island, and I'm looking to do another local tour on Maui as well. But you start playing at the local level, and we have seven to eight events, I believe, that we put together with a championship, and that determines who is eligible to fly to Pioneers. And it's not just Pioneers. You've got other events that they invite you to. So once you qualify, you get to play possibly in the Texas Open, the Jekyll Island, Australia, there's Venice Open, there's the British Open. So there's other events other than Pinehurst, but the U.S. Kids Golf has put together a really nice program for all these kids to be able to compete at that level.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Now, the U.S. Kids Golf 2020 Winter Tour Hawaii, Oahu. It's at Hawaii Prince, Kapolei, Hawaii Kai, Hawaii Prince, Ewa Beach, Rokunia, and back to Hawaii Prince. The championship is at Hawakalei. So the kids will get to know the golf course the more they play. Do they play practice rounds? Do you take them out there?
Yeah, in between the events, kids are usually out there that week and occupying the course and, you know, playing a little twilight when they get out of school. So they get to practice the course prior to the event and, you know, hopefully see their game evolve for that event that weekend, and then they go on to the next course. So it's like a miniature tour.
Yeah.
So before the event, they're there, like, you know, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, practicing. They're on the putting green. So, and as we arrive, we kind of leave a little footprint there with about 50 kids. And they just have fun, and then they look forward to the next event. And they all earn their medals, and they earn their points on tour, so you can track their points and track their success online. It's at the U.S. Kids Golf website.
Do you do this all by yourself?
It's like miniature. I have a couple of alumni that help me, so it's a little assistance. But yeah, pretty much I do all myself, the marketing and the promotion of it, the running of it, the directing.
That's pretty amazing, Oliver. I mean, you're a powerhouse, and thank you for being on the show. Oliver Olaquiano is president and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy. That's at Kapolei. So how do they get in touch with you?
You can reach me on my website at islandpacificgolf.com, or you can reach me on my cell phone at 393-3873, and I look forward to seeing everyone on the course.
Excellent. 393-3873. And give us the website again.
IslandPacificGolf.com.
Perfect. Thanks for being on the show. It's fun talking with you. It's exciting to know so many kids want to do this. They want to get into the game, play the game, and their parents are helping them with that. Because golf's not easy. You know, it's not easy sport, and it's that word, right? There's a lot of money, but it's a lot of fun. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Aloha. We've got Steve Eubank is going to be on with us next, and I'm really looking forward to talking to him. He had a chance to have a conversation, of course, with one of my favorite people, and that's Jack Nicklaus. I mean, he has a sense of humor. He's so much fun. If you've seen him in press conferences, you kind of miss it because he's so busy talking to all these people. But I bet Steve has some fun stories. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction.
water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, if you wish you'd won those two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, we've got another two rounds of golf to give away. We're going to do that next weekend, so you can go play Poipu Bay Golf Course. Really beautiful golf course. Steve Eubanks, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, senior writer for Global Golf Post, and he's a caddy. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Great to be here, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So many years ago, or I'm not sure how long ago, I think I have you down as a four handicapper. Are you able to keep your handicap at four?
Well, it depends on which tees I play these days. But yes, as I've gotten older, I've gotten shorter. But thank goodness, I still have a putter, so
wow.
Yeah, I'm able to stay around a four. So.
You're that is. I applaud you, sir, because I can't get out there enough to even keep a handicap. So many of us have a hard time getting on the golf course. I can go play a couple of rounds, a couple of holes, but that doesn't count. You have written many books, Augusta, Home of the Masters Tournament, Golf Freak, One Man's Quest to Play as Many Rounds of Golf as Possible for Free. And I want to talk to you one day, not necessarily today, To Win and Die in Dixie, The Birth of the Modern Golf Swing and the Mysterious Death of Its Creator, The Story of J. Douglas Edgar. How fascinating. Where did you find that story?
You know, that's one of the books I'm most proud of, because I was able to solve a 90-year-old murder mystery, which it's using modern forensic techniques and applying it to something that's 100 years old.
Wow.
It really was fascinating. I had an old friend, Furman Bisher, who was a legendary Southern sports writer, who showed me this story, and the way he showed me was he took the PGA Tour media guide, turned to the records, and said, oh, J. Douglas Edgar's record is still intact. He won the 1919 Canadian Open by 16 shots.
Whoa.
Over Bobby Jones.
What? Yeah, over Bobby Jones?
Yeah, still the largest margin of victory in tour history. So I said, okay, Furman, I'll bite. Who is Douglas Edgar? And he explained the entire story to me, and from there I was off.
Yeah, I would have been. I mean, that is some story. Then if you want to read this book, it's called To Win and Die in Dixie, The Birth of the Modern Golf Swing, which caught my eye immediately, and The Mysterious Death of Its Creator, The Story of J. Douglas Edgar. Today, we're going to talk about something that happened 20 years ago, and to this day, I'll always remember hearing about this Learjet that's flying and it's on autopilot and no one can communicate with the plane. And Payne Stewart is on the plane and thinking, this is impossible. This is Payne Stewart. This is golf. These things don't happen in golf. What do you mean his Learjet is on autopilot? I mean, so many questions go unanswered in the death of the people who were on board that plane. Yes, Steve?
They really do. I mean, obviously, Tracy Stewart, in many years after, has gotten some answers. There were some seals historically that in the older model of the Lear had a tendency to leak. That caused the cabin to decompress, and it did so in such a fashion that they had no warning. Because the pilot and co-pilot were both trained in sudden decompression. Obviously, oxygen masks are available, But if it doesn't happen suddenly, if it's a slow leak, there was no way for them to know. And so as they ascended to altitude, they simply fell unconscious.
Wow.
It's tragic. I mean, even 20 years later, when we look back on it, it's just it's one of those freak accidents. And, but it was one of those moments that caught the entire world's attention. Payne was the reigning U.S. Open champion at the time and had just come off a stellar performance at the Ryder Cup at Brookline. And on his way to the final event of the year, the Tour Championship out in Houston, he had finished up at Walt Disney World. He was going to go by Dallas first to look at a site for a potential golf course that he was going to build, and never made it. Looking back on it, one of the saddest days that I can remember, one of the saddest weeks I can remember, having been in Houston for that Tour Championship. It was like the entire golf world turned out to grieve for a week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when you talk about they figured out many years later that, but they couldn't have done that by looking at what was left of the plane. When you describe it in your article in Global Golf Post, very well written in GGP Plus, Global Golf Post, I've got to tell you, it's a free weekly digital magazine. The first one. Jim Nugent started it many, many years ago, and it's expanded, and it's beautiful, and of course it has ads in it, because how else are you going to pay for everything? You've got to get financing, and you do that by having somebody buy ads. Now, GGP Plus is something that you're going to subscribe to, and that's a little bit of an extended version. There's no ads at all. And then when I say a little bit, that's not really right, because it's very much extended writing, like this work from Steve Eubanks about Payne Stewart and the end as his plane came down. Steve, Payne Stewart's impact transcended his final flight is how you headlined it. The morning still mourned. And it's true, because the plane, when it finally did come down, there was nothing left of it, was there?
No, it came straight down at about 600 miles an hour, and there was a very small hole out in a field in North Dakota, but there was really nothing. There was nothing left for anyone to find. So, it's a terrible, horrible ending. Thankfully, the passengers on board had expired much, much earlier.
Right.
No one can survive at the altitudes that plane flew for many hours prior to coming down.
Yeah. Is there a memorial there, perchance?
There's a small plaque. There's a small plaque in this field now.
That's nice. Okay, that's nice. Steve Eubanks, a New York Times bestselling author, an award-winning columnist, a senior writer for Global Golf Post. And today, I came across Jack Nicklaus. Tireless Nicklaus is still going strong. And I love what you said. Why is he doing it? what is he doing now?
Jack is still out. I mean, it is amazing how indefatigable the man is at 79 years old. He turns 80 in January, and he is still going to grand openings. He is still walking sites for courses that he is designing. He is still flying around the world and seeing various sites and talking about the game and meeting with various people. When he came here to Georgia, he was going to the grand reopening of Great Waters Golf Club on Lake Oconee, which he had redesigned after having designed it initially 27 years ago. So he came in and he did some things. He lowered some fairways. He softened some areas a little bit. He added some forward tees, which he is really prone to do these days. But he had come to Georgia. Yeah, he'd come to Georgia after being goose hunting in Canada. So he's goose hunting in Canada, gets on the plane, flies to Georgia, goes around the golf course with the superintendent and some of his design staff, points out some things that he wants to make sure happen out there, meets with the press, meets with the members, has a wonderful presentation, gets on the plane again, flies to Dallas for the Payne Stewart Memorial Gala dinner that night. So it was, I mean, the man just keeps going and going and going. I just wonder at some point, when are you going to slow down, Jack? It doesn't look like ever.
Does he want to? I mean, you know, he's doing exactly what he loves. And I love the question you asked. Tell us the answer. When looking at a golf course, even one that he himself designed, what does the 79-year-old Jack see that the 52-year-old Jack missed? Was in your article. How did he answer that query?
Well, he basically said he sees a lot. He sees a lot now because he sees it through the eyes of an older player. Through someone who simply plays the game on the ground now as opposed to through the air, sees a desire to still be involved in the game, to still play the game, to still post some scores, but no desire whatsoever to be beaten up by a golf course that they just can't play anymore. I don't know if the 52-year-old Jack, certainly the 42-year-old Jack built some holes that only he could play. You had to hit high towering long irons over forced carries to greens that were, they were just not receptive to shots the average player could hit.
Mm-hmm.
Those days are over. I mean, for at least the last decade, probably much longer than that, he's built lovely, playable golf courses that still challenge the best in the world. So, look, everybody matures in their job, none more so than Jack Nicklaus, who really is doing great work now, perhaps some of the best he's ever done at age 79.
I like how you put the kinder, gentler Jack can be found in the courses he's built in the last decade. Very nice. And the quote from him, I try to make sure golf courses are playable for everybody, but also attract the better players who want to come out. And he sees a decline in the numbers. Does he notice that?
I don't know that Jack notices it so much because he saw, obviously there was a blip in the game where we had a little bit of a bubble and now it's back to really the numbers where we were throughout the 70s, 80s, and really into perhaps the early 90s before everybody came out and decided golf was the way to go. We're still closing more courses than we're opening, and Jack made reference to that in a conversation with us. But the ones that are remaining open are pretty good, and many of them are thriving and doing quite well. So, look, we're about back to equilibrium in the game now, and hopefully we'll see a lot of growth and thriving with the ones that are left.
That's great. Now, I introduced you as New York Times bestselling author Steve Eubanks, award-winning columnist, senior writer, Global Golf Post, and caddy. You caddy for your daughter?
I did. My daughter is currently, as a matter of fact, it's kind of funny that you say that. My daughter is currently a college freshman. She is playing at Rollins College in Orlando, Florida, just outside in Winter Park. And we will be coming to Kapalua in March. She's playing in an event out there, a college event hosted by the University of Hawaii. So
that's fantastic.
We're looking forward to coming out. It's obviously there are worse places to spend March than Maui.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you about the NCAA decision to let college athletes make money while they're athletes.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Will that help golfers?
It won't right now. And look, here's the thing, Danielle, and I have been an advocate of the position the NCAA took for years and years, and I have chastised the NCAA for a long time for, in essence, making billions of dollars off of indentured servants, for lack of a better term.
Mm.
Because you had a lot of athletes who were out there doing all the work, creating the show, and getting absolutely nothing. I remember talking to a kid named A.J. Green, who currently plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. At the time, he went to the University of Georgia. He was walking past the bookstore after a game one Saturday, and the line was out the door of people buying his jersey at $70 a pop. AJ didn't have enough money to buy a pizza for his girlfriend.
Wow. Well, yeah, and then the people say, but yeah, but he got the big scholarship and he's being put
up. No. Look, I agree that there is a scholarship component to this, but you've got to allow those kids to go out and make the money that they can make on their own. Okay, the institution doesn't pay them. Fine. But if a kid can sell his autograph for $300, God bless America. Let freedom ring. That's the way things work.
Yes. Yes. Well, I liked it because one person suggested, I was listening to somebody talking about this on the radio station, NPR, and they were saying, well, you know, even like a tennis player could go out and teach lessons. They could take students and then teach tennis to supplement their income while they're in college. And I thought, why couldn't golfers go out and teach golf?
Look, and I think you're going to end up seeing the USGA. In fact, I know you are. You're going to see the USGA modernize the rules of amateur status. Because, look, there's no way you can go out and monitor every kid's social media account. So you've got a golfer at USC who becomes an influencer because they have a huge social media following. Well, all of a sudden, you know, they're getting products and they're getting some cash because of the number of retweets that they get and those sorts of things. Is that person a professional because they have capitalized on their name and likeness and golf skill? Who knows? I would say that under the old rules, the answer is yes, but how are you ever going to monitor something like that? And also, you know, you cannot give a golf lesson and remain an amateur, but you can be a club fitter and remain an amateur. Do you mean to tell me all those people that are out there fitting golf clubs right now are not helping the people that they're fitting? Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to see a difference in the rules of amateur status. That's coming. It's probably coming relatively quickly. Whether or not it will mirror the NCAA, I don't know, but I think it'll be a whole lot closer than we are right now.
I'm glad you said that because that was the when I asked you, because golfers are ruled by two different bodies, the NCAA and the USGA. So they're even more in a vice than the average athlete. Sure is a pleasure talking with you. Steve Eubanks, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, and I want to go and read your book right away, To Win and Die in Dixie, The Birth of the Modern Golf Swing and the Mysterious Death of Its Creator, the story of J. Douglas Edgar. Is it still out there? Can we find it?
It certainly is. You can find it in any form possible. You can get it hardback, softback, or in Kindle.
Excellent. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Well, that's about it. We're wrapping up the show. It's we've got just a few more minutes. Do we have time to take our final break? We'll do that because, of course, we need to take care of the people who make this show possible. We're having some problems with that. So that's okay. I'll just go through it myself because everybody means so much to me. First off, Aloha Power Equipment. They are Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom in two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. If you have a field that you are so tired of trying to take care of because, it's been so wet. Have you noticed the side of the road that you're driving along? And it seems like what was nice grass is all of a sudden like a tall bush, and you can't really see the other side of the, and you can't see the on-ramp because the grass is so tall. Is that what's happening in your life? Why don't you go to Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu, and get one of those big-time mowers. And if you need a blower because you've got a blow, then you know where to go. That would be Aloha Power Equipment. They put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Bougainville Flooring Superstore with Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. They've got carpet. They've got porcelain. They've got ceramic. They've got over 1,000 carpet remnants. You know, you've got that place in your house and you're going, God, I wish I could just cover that with something. But I don't know, where do I get a piece that's that size? Well, that's why you go over to, yes, Bougainville Flooring Superstore. They're really close to the NEX. They're on Bougainville. If you come from Salt Lake Boulevard and you're driving along and you're going towards the NEX, going Makai bound or southbound, and you're heading kind of Honolulu bound that way, you'll see the big sign. You make a turn and bam, really easy parking. And there are people inside the store who can answer all of your questions. They've got the carpet remnants, the porcelain, the wood, ceramic tile in stock. Installation supplies, tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout cleaners, a whole lot more. Stop in. Bougainville Flooring. They're near the NEX. And if you can't do it yourself, then they can help you find someone who could help you do it for you. Here's Oahu Extraction. You can't do it yourself. Oahu Extraction, when it floods water or worse, you know, the mud's left after the water's gone. Well, the water's gone, but now look at me. Okay, so you've got to call them right away, and their number is 330-6212. That's 330-6212. You call them because they'll be on site in 90 minutes. So as soon as something like this happens, that's the, well, 911 if it's necessary. You got to give them a call. They're put their team together. They come down. It's Oahu Extraction, OahuExtraction.com. Creative Plumbing. No project's too big. No. A new build, no problem. Renovations, repairs. You want to redo the plumbing stack in your building. It's been 50 years. You haven't upgraded your grease traps yet. Creative Plumbing. They can do it for you. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen turning your project into artwork. They're expanding, and we can't wait to hear more. They've got the AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, talking about water and problems with water, interlocking concrete pavers. You can make a landing strip if you want with those. The show is at RadioGolfClub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. Thank you, The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and...
Copyright 2019.